Available on Spotify, iTunes, and all good podcast catchers. Welcome to the latest edition of Nick Tan's independent music podcast, Is This Thing On? Dedicated to bring you new music from unsigned bands from around the world. We're into March with Bedroom Tax, Sophie Kilburn, I Am Subi, but check out the vocal of Ruby J.
Love it.
We like that one.
We do like that one. I tell you what, I don't say this very often. I could have done with a bit more of that.
Okay.
I could have done with a bit more, a bit longer.
Yeah. Well, that was Ruby J. The song was called Don't Care. She's only 18.
Is she? Okay, cool. Nice.
Good stuff.
Lovely. Very good. Yeah.
So.
That guitar did it for me as well.
My first thought I was going to say to you, that choppy guitar at the start, I was going, what's that remind me of? And I came up with Wilco Johnson from Dr. Phil.
Oh, it could be Wilco.
And I could see Wilco doing his eye movement staccato thing. And then we went into the big band bit.
Yeah, the big band bit was a big surprise.
Yes.
That was like, that's what got me even more involved.
Yeah.
Got me more involved, it did.
But the great thing throughout it all was her amazing vocal.
That
tone of her voice.
Yeah, really good. Really good.
Great start. So that's a good start to March then.
Not bad, is it? Not bad. How are you doing? You're all right.
Yeah, I've just made us
both a cup of coffee. Very special cup of coffee. Kepa. A V60 for coffee aficionados. Single origin. Yeah. Nicaraguan coffee. I'm buzzing, mate.
Buzzing. We will be off the We needed a song like that.
We needed something, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now... it might surprise you that I like this, but I do really like this. This is Bedroom Tax and Hands on the Wheel.
I'll tell you how I feel. Keep your hands on that steering wheel. You asked for the truth. Going round in circles, I'm the duck to your goose. Treat you like all the others in the past. The situation another wouldn't last, so I did it to myself. When I should have been thinking about your mental health. Even if I blocked and deleted, I still cheated, you were defeated. I tried hard when I should have tried harder. Round in circles, should have been like Mo Farah. See, I can't be the guy who isn't in your sheets. Cause even if I dropped you off, I still have to leave. I'm not the type to fight. I'm not the type to write. I'm not the type to like. But you're the type to wife. I'm not the type to fight. I'm not the type to write. I'm not the type to like. But you're the type to wife. So keep your hands on the steering wheel. On the steering wheel. So keep your hands on the steering wheel. On the steering wheel. This ain't no time to be rowing, this ain't no time to be frowning. I look at your face, then I start smiling. But my insecurities have got me lying. So keep your hands on the steering wheel. The whip's automated, but I'm steering still. Keep your hands on that steering wheel. Disregard the way I made you feel. Mistake after mistake. Got you feeling this is all fake. It's such a shame, such a shame. But I make sure you get home safe. Mistake after mistake. Got you feeling this is all fake. But I make sure you get home safe. It's such a shame, such a shame. I'm not the type to fight. I'm not the type to write. I'm not the type to like. But you're the type to wife. I'm not the type to fight. I'm not the type to write. I'm not the type to like. But you're the type to wife. So keep your hands on the steering wheel. On the steering wheel.
What a track.
That's Nick's edit.
Yeah, that's me. That's my
edit.
That
was Bedroom Tax, and obviously Hands on the Steering Wheel, which Nick expanded for us there. They're from East London.
Yeah.
Eclectic five piece.
Great. Of course they are.
Really love the things that I love about that is that there's that wonderful guitar line running underneath it, and then there's this rhythm of drumming underneath as well, which is very inspirational.
What did
I hear? A siren running. There's a policeman going around.
Oh, somewhere. There's all sorts. It's all sorts in these things today. Yeah. I loved it, and it's not the sort of thing that I would normally like because it's kind of got that sort of streets feel. It hasn't got a streets feel, but it's got. You know, I'm not a big fan of the streets. I don't think there's an awful lot of stuff.
I think this has got more going on underneath the band. I think the musical element of it is stronger than the vocal for me in that.
Also,
vocal style. I mean,
I do get a lot of stuff like this, and it's very easy for me to listen to it and go, nah. But this one's like, nah, it's there. That's
most probably because the vocal style that you get sent is just with a backing track running behind it.
Yeah, the band on this is great, and also what I do like is that the vocals come in really quickly, so you're into the song straight away, which I think is a really wise move. Makes it so radio friendly for me as well, and it doesn't start off with hey. Yeah, And it's, I've got nothing against songs starting off like that, but I get so many sent that go, it's me, this is the song, and sort of like, it gives you the credits of the song, and it's like, we haven't gotten to the song yet, and you're already, you know, thanking everybody for it, including God, who you haven't got even got a relationship with. I mean, I haven't, but I mean, I know you haven't, anyway.
Funnily enough, that's been over the years, that's been their final track in their set, and they've never recorded it. That's what they were saying. So they sort of like, so it's quite an interesting one. They finally thought, shit, we ought to do that and get it out there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They have done. It's good. No, I'm sure we've had the bedroom tax before. I said that to you on the bumper.
All right, I'll have a little look. I'll have a little look while we listen to Sophie Kilburn talking about East London. Sophie Kilburn and Body on the Inside.
Just like that, it's no longer a moment. I don't react, but think, have you noticed? You told me not to fake it, but you're too far gone. Yeah, I know you don't mean it, it's part of your conditioning, but I won't be.
To finish a song,
yeah, I know.
Didn't catch us out.
Didn't nearly did actually. I was looking.
We were both doing different things.
I was looking. Hang on, I still talk about that track. I really like that.
Yes.
That chorus was a very 80s, 90s chorus, wasn't it?
Yes. That was Sophie Kilburn. It's called "Taking Back Control of Your Body." Yeah. Mm. And I wrote down a booming chorus, then into her own solo style. It jumped between the two. Her voice. So you said, well, that everybody singing in that.
Yeah.
And then she had her own unique.
Very
clear diction.
She had very clear diction. She did. Very, very good. Well done. And her grammar was impeccable.
Yes, that was all about taking back control of her body. She doesn't want to care how other people see her. She wants to be how she wants to be seen and felt, as she put it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Quite an unusual song for us to play, I would say, in the style.
Yeah, I thought so as well. But it's one of those songs that I find myself listening to these tracks, and And like we were kind of doing then, we were listening to the tracks, just like people would listen. I don't necessarily sit there listening intently. I'm doing other things, and then I was like, "Oh, this is okay." And then
catchy, wasn't it? There was
something. But what happens is, I get to the end of the track, and I go, "Oh, that's it. Oh, maybe I should put that in because that was all right. I quite like that. It grew on me, you know. It grew on me." And it got me thinking, actually, what you were saying just then. I've been thinking about sort of a thing recently, of how difficult it must be for some of the younger people nowadays. I mean, people in their teens, 20s, you're kind of getting over it. But in your teens, when you it seems to be the thing that what was different, because people think what's different now to when they were younger. Especially when you get a bit older, you think, you know, oh, these people. A lot of people I find that think that some of the things that young people either complain about or whatever is like, well, it wasn't like that in my day. No, it wasn't. But it doesn't mean that these people, that the kids are putting these things on. They're not making up that they've got an allergy. They're not making up that they've got ADHD. They're not making it up for not publicity. What's the word? Attention. They're not, because they just are. And instead of blaming the kids for feeling how they feel, why don't what we really should be looking at as an older generation is, why are they feeling like that, as opposed to blaming them?
Junk food.
You reckon? But I think it's also kind of convention, because in the sort of 70s and 80s when we grew up, or in the 30s for you, it was more of, especially in the 70s, if you look at what happened towards the end of the 60s, you had the Equal Opportunities Act for women, you had the end of the illegality of homosexuality, and people were rebelling. They were going, no, we're not going to stick with your conventions. And now we've kind of come like a full circle where people are trying to conform again, and they're worried that they're not conforming to the norm. Whereas in the 70s and the 80s, especially, like, you know, I suppose the kind of end of that was the end of the 70s with punk. And that whole sort of, like, you know, we want to play by our own rules, not play by your rules. But that doesn't really exist anymore. That's, you know, that's kind of gone. We've moved into a society now where everybody wants to, how do people view me? In the 70s, no one gave a shit how people view you. You were out on your own.
A classic, going back to what you were saying about people being out there and doing it, I always think of a classic one is people who used to have Down syndrome, and we used to sort of like hide them away, and now they're embraced, aren't they? And everybody's like, absolutely, quite, because people know they're such friendly, loving people. And now you see a Down syndrome person, it's like, you know, it's great to go up. Whereas before, you would have been a bit frightened of that because they were hidden away. Now it's sort of, you embrace it a bit more, and that's the same with lots of things of that.
Absolutely. It's like people with mental illness, there was always like Mad John who would shout at people in the high street. You know, we all had people, there were people like that, but now it's like, oh yeah, he's got some sort of mental illness, and then, you know, all right, mate.
Yeah, you can deal with them now instead of just being frightened of them.
I think all, there was also that, but also being a kid at that time as well, that seeing someone that was like, oh my god, you know, that's sort of scary when you're a kid, when someone's a little bit unusual, you know. Yeah. Anyway, enough of that telling social commentary. Back in September last year, we played a track by Bedroom Tax called The Papers.
All right, so 6 months ago now, not
yeah,
months
6 months ago, and we'd forgotten about him already. Well, you hadn't forgotten about
him. No, the name stuck.
Yeah, the Bedroom Tax. Yeah. Well, there was a Bedroom Tax.
There
as
was.
Well.
That's what it was. Yeah, there was a window tax back in the 1700s.
There was.
That's why they bought the. They were telling people all these wonderful facts.
Oh,
that's
no! How about that?
Bricked up windows.
Bricked up windows. That's why you see bricked up windows, because Anyway, Sophie Kilburn, we loved that. That was all of that going on. Fantastic. So we've got the last track to play, and what did we do? We talked about the name on this, didn't we? It's I Am Subi,
but it's all one word.
It's all one word. And yeah, anyway, listen to this, you'll like this. This is I Am Subi and Peace of Mind.
When I wake up, every day is a blessing. That's why I'm grateful.
When I wake up, yeah. When I wake up, every day is a blessing, yeah. That's why I'm grateful, yeah. When I wake up, yeah. I found love one day within myself, yeah. I found love within myself. Yeah, I feel great, yeah, I found peace of mind. I found peace of mind. I found love within myself. Yeah, I feel great, yeah, I found mind. Gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. I protect my energy in peace of mind. Gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. Peace of mind, peace of mind. Gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. I protect my energy in peace of mind. Gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. Energy and peace of mind. I protect my energy and peace of mind. Gotta keep my energy and peace of mind. Peace of mind, yeah, peace of mind. I need a solution. Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with a. Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with confusion. Yeah, I'm done. I need a solution. Peace of mind. Peace of mind, gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. I protect my energy in peace of mind. Gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. Peace of mind, peace of mind. Gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. I protect my energy in peace of mind. Gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. Peace of mind, peace of mind. Gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. I protect my energy in peace of mind. Gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. Peace of mind, peace of mind.
People say that having a peace of mind is trying to find a consistency of calmness within ourselves, to crave for a clarity that drives us through our emotional journey of life, to never let a person's judgment manifest into a fear inside of us, learning to believe in our ability to shine through the darkest moments and tunnels when we cannot see the light. Patience being our light for forgiveness and strength, to believe in our destiny. If you want real peace of mind, one needs to stop fighting their inner thoughts and embrace them with love. Because love is the most amazing and beautiful strength that we have to conquer our peace of mind. Make your thoughts impact a nation by keeping them true and honest, especially to yourself. But make your peace of mind protect you when you don't have strength to embrace anything else. Find your peace of mind by listening to your heart.
Peace of mind, gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. I protect my energy in peace of mind. Gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. Peace of mind, peace of mind. Gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. I protect my energy in peace of mind. Gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. Peace of mind, peace of mind. Gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. I protect my energy in peace of mind. Gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. Peace of mind. Peace of mind, gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. I protect my energy in peace of mind. Gotta keep my energy in peace of mind. Peace of mind, peace of mind.
Like that.
I did like that. Oh. I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I did.
Mm.
So that was I Am Subi, and that is IAMSUUBI.
UU, not W, we can't say. It gets far too confusing.
Yes, and also quite an interesting journey for this young man, because mm-hmm. born in Uganda,
mm-hmm.
age 9, moved to Sweden,
mm-hmm.
and now he's ended up in London. So that was really atmospheric and smooth, wasn't it?
Mm, very smooth.
And where did the lady come from?
Yeah, where did she come from?
Where did she come from all of a sudden?
She came from London.
Wherever she came from, it was beautiful.
Lovely, lovely tracks. Great tracks.
different, all different.
Also, I need to remind people, or to tell people, that we're on the TikTok now. In fact, you're on the TikTok. It's much better, because I was on it before for the podcast, but it's not, wasn't very good. Needed someone who knows what they're doing.
Someone. There's only two people in the
room.
Well,
there's only two of us. So that'll be me. And
defaulted.
But it's better than it's you. And so, yeah, we're doing, we've got some good numbers. We've got 50 followers. No, 54 followers.
Well, there you go.
I know about that. And the last couple of videos, we had 700 views and 600 odd views. So, yeah. So have a little look at the TikTok, at the TikTok channel. It's this thing on podcasts.
It is.
Look on TikTok and you'll find it there. And there's little videos of Chris telling everybody and me sort of making little videos. It's quite good fun, isn't it? And there'll be one of this as well.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. All right then. Lovely. Well, thanks a lot for coming along today, Chris. It's lovely to have you all here as well. I love you all very much. Goodbye.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?